Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Highland, and with me as always is the lovely and talented Brittany.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to our trademark One Take Podcast. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners and give a shout out to our loyal listeners who tune in each and every week.
For those that follow the Austinaut, you know that we do 5 unique articles all about Austin every week, and on Friday, we do a podcast.
And for 2013, we've decided that our podcast will usually focus on things to do in and around Austin.
So we'll be talking about really cool places that we've found, some events, activities, and that kind of thing.
You know, Eric, all too often, people get into their habits. They get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, watch TV, go to sleep.
And then they do it all over again, Brittany. And while there's nothing wrong with an honest job and a comfortable routine, we found that by taking a shot, breaking that routine sometimes, a city like Austin is just so much more fun.
And Austin seems to have a never-ending list of options of things to do.
It really does, Britt, and it's a shame not to use them.
So to kick off our 2013 theme of things to do, we're going to share with you a little local gem that we've been to several times in North Central Austin.
Yeah, it's actually one of our personal favorite places to hang out.
So a little while back, Eric and I were in our same old routine, like most people get into. We both wanted to do something different, so we decided to check out a little place on North Lamar called Great Hall Games.
Yeah, we ended up just going in, picking out one of their many demo games that they've got there, sitting at a table for about 2.5 hours and just hanging out with one another.
I really enjoyed it, and we found some Trip Through Africa game that neither of us had ever played, and we just sat down and had fun with it.
Yeah, the staff is really cool, and the backstory in the business is actually pretty interesting, too.
The owners are Rob and Becca Smith. They met back in the 1970s through historical miniatures games, and they've been hooked ever since.
Yeah, you'd think that with over 30 years experience each in their back pocket, Rob and Becca know the gaming business, right?
Great Hall Games started out its journey at Renaissance Fairs back in 1998. By 2000, they had transitioned into a small brick-and-mortar shop at a mall. And a year after that, their success led them to move into a larger store at the mall.
Yeah, but they weren't done yet, because in 2004, they moved out of the mall and into their own shop, which is their current home right now on 55th in North Lamar, just one block south of 2222.
And it's a really fun store. They have a ton of jigsaw puzzles, gorgeous chess sets, Chinese checkers, jacks, even marbles.
And they also have those indie, hard-to-find games, and, you know, the popular indie games like Settlers of Catan and Carcassonne and all those kind of things. My favorite part is that you can just stop in and play with many of those games.
They're really friendly and knowledgeable and very welcoming. We got to meet with Rob, and he told us that people sometimes just bring in their own board games and order pizza, and that's totally fine with him.
Yeah, it was cool. Rob was like, yeah, a pizza guy will just randomly show up, and we'll just point him to the back gaming room and say yeah. Back there somewhere.
I like it. They also have snack food and drinks that are sold at Great Hall Games, and Rob was cracking us up.
Yeah, he said that they try to stock healthy things, but nobody would buy them. So he said, for health options, we have Sun Chips, peanuts, and water. For those not interested in health options, we have everything else.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. They have chips and soda, popcorn and stuff, but it's not uncommon for people who are gaming to take a break and leave the shop and hit up Dan's or Whataburger for a food break.
Folks, this place is a lot of fun. It's a toy store for game lovers that not only lets you play their games free, but you can hang out, eat, just hang out without feeling like you have to buy something.
And we should mention that we weren't paid by Great Hall Games to do this podcast. Yeah. We just kind of popped in on them and said, hey, we're with the Austinaut. We've been here several times and we'd like to do a story on you.
Yeah, Rob welcomed us right in, as is his style, and he was happy to go out of his way for us. Now, I have to tell you, I've been to the store at least 5 times that I can remember. I haven't bought a thing yet, though I plan to, but I've spent hours there. And the same attitude from the staff has always been one of welcome, come hang out, play, have fun, and if you got any questions, let us know.
Yeah, and then they just sort of let you do your thing. But if you have a question, they'll go out of their way to make sure it's answered for you, and I love that about them.
And they also have theme nights where the not-so-talented gamers like myself can come and learn from people who actually know how to play and love to play.
They have nights dedicated to Go, chess, historical miniatures, and then they have 2 open board gaming nights and a miniature battle day.
And we're going to give you all the details on those theme nights right after our sponsor announcement. So make sure you stick around to learn about the different groups that meet up every week. Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do, 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 do. Hopefully you're enjoying our Trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
And each day we interact with thousands of people who are in the Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
And we have over 250 articles on the Austinaut, all about Austin. And your logo can be on every single webpage that we have for a very low monthly sponsorship.
If you're interested, it's really easy to get started. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We would love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, the Austin Independent Business Alliance, Red Chair Market, and Connection.
Yeah, thank you, Red Chair Market, for being our latest sponsor.
Woohoo!
Yes, thank you so much to all of these wonderful businesses that keep us discovering Austin.
Alrighty, let's get back to the show.
Alright, so as promised, we're going to break down the days of the week and what takes place at Great Hall Games.
Okay, let's start with Monday.
Alright, on Monday, they have really no theme.
No, there's no planned events or theme on Monday.
Right, they're open from noon to 6, but like I said, no planned theme. It's a great day to just kind of go and check out the shop.
Right, because they have demo games, and they also have a puzzle table set up where they always have some kind of demo puzzle.
That's like halfway done, and everybody's like trying to put it together.
Yeah, so it's a good day to just go and scope out the place and see what it's all about. All
right, tell me about Tuesday.
So Tuesday is a big night at Great Hall Games. The event is Go Night. It starts around 6:37, and it goes until midnight.
Wow. Now, I'm gonna display my ignorance here, Britt. I don't know what Go is.
Okay. I've never played Go before, but this is what I know about it. It's an ancient Chinese game, and it's played by two players at a time. And I think what's so attractive about it is that the rules are relatively simple, so it's really easy to learn, but there's deep strategy involved in it. So it's always fun, no matter how many times you play.
Well, that's cool. Well, Rob said they're really welcoming to teach new players and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so if you've never played, no worries. Just show up.
Right. Now, Wednesday is Chess Night.
Right, and Chess Night is a little bit different. Chess Night is for experienced players.
Right.
So don't expect to go in and have someone tell you, this is a pawn, this is a knight. That's not what it's all about. You need to know the game and go in, dive right in, and expect to have fun if that's the case for you.
Right.
And again, it starts at 6:37 and it goes until 10.
Right. Yeah, their hours are a little different. We're going to have all that information on the Austinaut Thursday.
Thursday is Historical Miniatures Night.
And this is really cool.
It is really cool. Miniatures are so much fun. I kind of see it as playing Dollhouse for guys.
It's not just guys that do
It's
miniatures.
Not just guys.
Remember, that's how Rob and Becca met.
No, you're right. You're okay. Right. I'm sorry, Becca. Okay, but this is what it's all about. You have these tiny little miniatures, and there's all these different games. There's Star Wars X-Wing. There's Civil War games. There's World War II games. There's ancient, medieval. And so you have to paint the miniatures according to who they are and their uniforms and everything. And Rob himself has some beautiful miniatures that he's hand-painted that are in the store for you to see.
Yeah, and it took him 30 years to paint them. I mean, he's been doing a lot of
that. It's phenomenal.
All right, well, and they do, on Thursday, they talk about painting these miniatures, and they talk about the rules of the games, too. They also play a little bit, but it's a good night to just kind of go and meet some of the people involved.
Yeah, learn how to understand the game.
All right, let's talk about Friday.
Okay, Friday night is the best
night. Thursday, they're open till 10. We have, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's all in the article, too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Friday is the best night to go to Great Hall Games if you've never been before, you don't know anybody, and you just want to get involved. Because it's open board gaming night.
Yep, you can play from their many board games that they have available there, or you can even bring in your own.
Yeah.
Bring your friends, do whatever you want. I mean, it's a really kind of an open thing.
Yeah, and Friday is definitely a more raucous night than, for example, Go Night or Chess Night.
Right. Don't come in there with your party hat on Chess Night. That's a serious night.
Yeah, definitely.
But Friday, you can come in there with your streamers and everything. Now, they start around 6:30 p.m. on Friday, and it goes until midnight.
Yep, it's a late night at Great Hall Games. So Saturday, the store opens at 11, and at noon, they start with board games again.
Yeah, but it's a little different than the previous day. Saturday tends to cater more to the long games, the games that take hours to play.
Right, the long and involved games, because you have 8 hours to play if you want to. And people do come in for 8 hours on Saturday.
Yeah, Rob was telling us that they'll come in, they'll play for like 3 hours, then they'll just take a break and go off and go get something to eat, come back and finish off their game.
Definitely. So again, it's still a good day to go if you've never met anybody and you're a beginner and you want to learn. They'll still welcome you in.
Right. Now on Sunday, they open at noon and they're open only until 6, but they have their miniature battles that take place.
Right. And that's hosted by the Lone Star Historical Miniature Society.
Right. And they tell you to get there around 12:30. And then, like I said, they're open till 6, but they have a neat little note here which says troops to share and learn as you play. So I really like that. It's kind of like, hey, I don't even have the miniatures, but I want to play. I want to learn. Just show up.
Right, definitely. And hopefully you see this theme through our podcast of Great Hall Games is a really welcoming and inviting place.
Yeah.
For new people. And so you don't have to be nervous about not knowing the rules or never having done it before.
Right. I totally agree.
So this is really one of our favorite places to just go and spend a couple of hours. And if the weather's cold or yucky, you know that they're open 7 days a week. It's a lot of fun. Check them out.
Yeah, I agree. And feel free to bring in food. Rob said that they've actually had groups that have done potluck-style gaming. Bottom line is, you are welcome at Great Hall Games, so definitely check them out.
And there you have it, folks. We've given you some info on awesome and free events taking place here in Austin in less than 11 minutes.
Yep, that's how we do on the Austin. There's absolutely no excuse not to have a great time in Austin and the surrounding area, and we thank you for joining us on our podcast.
For those new to the Austin, bookmark us. We post 5 unique articles a week all about Austin and the surrounding area, and we have over 250 articles all about the area on our blog. So if you're new, take some time, check it out.
And we like to give stuff away on the Austin. We have some pretty amazing giveaways. And we only do it twice a month, but it's free to sign up and win, so we'll have a link for you on the Austinaut in case you're interested for signing up for the giveaway.
If you have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at theaustinaut.
Tweet us. And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Brett?
See you soon. Do, 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 do. Do.